get to speak with Matthew Phillips. It's locker room cleanout day, and you're looking around, and does it feel real?
Not really. I say that every year this day comes too soon. It's a sad day, and you don't look forward to it. I think it's opposite ends of the spectrum, because when you come out to Victoria for the start of the year, it's an extremely exciting time, so it's a sad day. I guess it'll probably sink in a couple days from now, but it's a sad day.
You're a signed prospect of the Flames, so you must be thinking this could be the last time I'm here.
Yeah, there's definitely that option. I really don't know what exactly is going to happen next year, but there's definitely the possibility that I might be done here with the team. So it's pretty sad to think about. But at the same time, it's out of my hands. So all I can do this summer is work hard and see where I end up, and hopefully that'll be best for me.
What do you think the difference was there in the series?
Yeah, they were playing really good hockey. They're playing really detailed playoff hockey, and they made it hard for us. They did a really good job of shutting out our offense, and I think a big difference was we wouldn't get many consistent chances. We'd be in and out, and they did a good job of shutting that down. And when they got pressure, they kept it in our end and wore us down. So give them credit. They haven't lost a game in the playoffs for a reason. They've been playing extremely well. So it was a challenge for sure.
Is it nice to get some rest? I mean, you take a lot of punishment out there.
Yeah, it is nice. Obviously, I'd rather take my rest about a month and a half from now. But at this point in the year, you want to just not do a whole lot for a couple of weeks. Just kind of let your body heal and recover, not only physically but mentally, because it's really demanding during the year in the playoffs. So if you can just kind of let it all go in the spring, it's pretty important.
Soaking it up?
Yeah, a little bit. There's definitely that potential that I won't be back. So, I mean, looking around a little more than I usually am, and it's sad, it's upsetting, but it's part of junior hockey. So you don't want this day to come. It has to come eventually, but yeah, it's hard. And it's hard to say bye to all the guys, because a lot of really, really good friendships made.
What's some highlights for you this past season?
Yeah, well, personally, getting named captain was really big for me. It was something I took extremely seriously, and I took a lot of pride in it. So when the coaches told me that was happening, it was a big honor, and I've had some great captains in front of me, so I wanted to lead after them. But besides that, it was an interesting year. I think with all the trades we made, there's a lot of changes in scenery and new faces and new plays and power plays and lines and all that stuff. So yeah, it was pretty crazy, but it was fun. I'd have to say when it all came together and the playoffs came around, what we were looking for, and game 6 and 7 against Vancouver were extremely memorable.
What are you gonna miss most?
Yeah, that's tough. Junior hockey's a really unique thing, because it's guys that are all away from home, and they can rely on each other, and just great friendships. I think is biggest thing I'll miss. There's guys here that we're sitting around the room now, and I remember coming in when I was 15 and sitting down for draft camp, and it's crazy how things change, and now I'm one of the older guys potentially on my way out. So it's crazy, but there's a lot I'm gonna miss. It's hard to kind of pinpoint it.